one of the keys that I picked up from your presentation. In recent years, heavy consolidation of retailers has tended to keep retail price of OJ up regardless of the supply situation.
At least it's kept it up longer than it has been kept up in the past. You still see if supplies increase and fruit prices drop, ultimately retail prices will come down. But back in the 1980s, when the biggest 10 retailers were very small percent of the market, it moved together year to year. Fruit price up 1 year, retail price up, fruit price fall the next year, retail price fall the next year. That correlation was 84%. Now, last 10 years, the correlation is much lower than that. It comes down, but it takes 2 years for a lower fruit price to get the retail price down. And the danger of that is if you have a shortage situation, prices go way up and the retail price stays there, you could have fruit prices drop below cost of production for a couple of years because the retail price doesn't correct quick enough. And that could mean we don't have enough money to be able to battle greening. And that's the danger, because our break-even cost now are about a buck and a quarter a pound solid. They used to be 75 or 80 cents. You get fruit prices down to a dollar because the retail price is still up or continuing to rise, hard to afford to battle greening because of the added cost.
And you had some suggestions what growers might do in this situation.
Get your fruit under multi-year contracts at good floor prices that will insulate you from that volatility. Floor prices in the $1.30 to $1.50 or higher range ensure the fact that you'll have the prices you need to cover your cost of production. If you're a smaller grower, the brands are going to prefer to deal with larger quantities of fruit. Combine your fruit with some of your colleagues or other growers in some kind of an informal group and use the marketing clout of having more fruit in that group collectively so you can negotiate a favorable marketing agreement with good floor prices.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.